But let's dedicate this morning's learning with your father's Hebrew name.
Yechiel ben Nachum Yehuda.
Yechiel ben Nachum Yehuda. Okay, so we learn. So it's appropriate because it's we're continuing from last week. Kibud Avim. So on the Tzurba Mirabonim, this is the source sheets. We're up to source number 9. Last week we discussed the whole chakira as to how do you classify the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. Is it really fundamentally ben Adam Lamakom, ben Adam Lachavero? So now we'll talk about how to honor our parents through Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. TWA. Thoughts, words, and actions. Machshava, Dibur, and Maisa. So first through Maisa. We'll see that the really being mechabed a parent is to serve a parent. Later, maybe in future weeks, we'll discuss what if a parent makes a request. It's not really a service type of request. You know, you're setting up your first apartment, and your mom comes in and says, I think you should buy the blue towels. But you want the green towels. So, do I have to listen? I can buy blue towels. That's what mom wanted. Okay, that's a discussion. That's not really a service. That's just mom's personal opinion. So, really, when we look at the Mishnah says, it's actually source number 9, Tan Rabbanan. What's exactly Ezu Kibud? What are the examples of things? Every single one of them is servicing your parents. Kibud is Maichel Mishtev, giving them food and drink. Obviously, if the parent needs assistance eating and drinking, obviously, if your parent's healthy and you try to force the food into the mouth, that's going to be disrespectful. But if a parent needs help, assistance in eating or drinking, Malbush Mechase, you help get them dressed, help them get covered, undressed, machnis emotzi to help bring them places, bring them into the room, take them out of the room, all these things that are needed. But these are all service orientated. Feeding my parent, helping my parent, dressing my parent, everything. If a child is performing physical acts on behalf of the parent, that's how covered you see. What do you mean? I'm honoring my parent. Really, I'm servicing my parent. I'm servicing my parent, right? In Shulchan Aruch, it talks about the attitude. It says, Ezehu kibud, right? Ma'achilu mashkehu, you feed them, you give them what to drink. Ma'albish mechase, machnes umotzi, the quotes of them. V'yitnenu lo b'sever ponim yofos. But it should all be done with a pleasant, cheerful approach to it. Not as what a schlep it is, what a burden is. Sha'afilu machol b'chol yom p'tumos. Even you give them fancy schmancy steak dinners every single day. You give them an amazing thing. You take care of them. You buy them so much money. However, v'arehu l'oponim zoafos, but you do it with a bad, like a face, like you're upset about it, right? Net nashalov. Person will have an onesh, get punished for this. So you see from Shulchan Aruch, say, what do you mean? I went to shir. I saw the Gemara. I saw the Shulchan Aruch says you have to feed your parents. I fed my parent. But I threw it down in front of them. It's like a thing. So the person get punished for that, despite how much they spent on the actual thing. It's about the attitude. And then the Ramah, the Moshe Islis brings the inverse case. So not where you're spending a tremendous amount of money on it, but it's more simple. However, there's an explanation behind why it's more simple or why it's like that. He says, V'chein lehefech, right? Getting ready for Purim a little bit, but v'nahapachu, right? A little bit of Purim coming. Im matchin avi b'rechayim kavanasu letoivah. If you give your father a job to work grinding things, but your kavana was to help him, why? So the father should have to do more difficult work. Meaning it's a menial labor. You give your father, the job you have in your company is I don't know, licking envelopes. That's covetic? No. But on the other hand, it's much better than working like, you know, schlepping the forklift and lifting heavy things. So I had two different jobs. I gave an easier job as a covet for them, make it easier for them, right? You speak and explain to him why you're doing this. Explain to him why, Dad, I gave you this position in the company. Then father, you know, he, okay, I understand. This is my position. I'm happy shuffling envelopes, doing whatever it is. Person can inherit Olam Haba for this. And last week, we spoke about why you had this. The reward of Arichas Yomim is pointed out by the mitzvah of here by Kivud Ava'ein and in a place by Shluch HaKein. But you see the person gets tremendous reward. It's not so much what you do, more as to how you do it. Right? As the Mechaber was saying, you do something, you know, fancy schmancy meals, but nevertheless you're upset about it, so then you get punished for that. But on the other hand, if you could do something very simple, but you're explaining why it is, then that's it. So that's all through the Maisim that we do. The Ramah continues in the next source. It says that there's other things as well. That again, it doesn't only mean that you're servicing, for example, we'll see that the Achron discussed, like just running errands for a parent. That's also Kibud Avim. It's not necessarily physically, you know, bringing them into the room or physically taking them somewhere, but that's doing a service for them. All that is nichlal, is included within the mitzvah deraisa of Kibud Avim. The Ramah writes, b'shar devarim, shashamish mishamish rabo. Like something that a person would do for someone they work for. So that means if you need the help cleaning their floors, or you need some sort of task being done, you know, carrying my bags, take out the garbage, whatever these types of things that they that a person would serve a master with, a child does that for the parent as well. And there's a lot of comparisons between like actually a Rebbe Talmud relationship and a Eved to Adon relationship. We discussed a little bit about Chacham of Adi Yosef. That's all right. That was the largest Jewish funeral ever. So in Yalkut Yosef, he brings in the next source, number 12, Chayiv Adon Lechabed Es Avi V'Imo Gam B'Devorim She'enu Mitzarchi Haguf Mamish. Even things that are not necessarily, as we talk about, feeding them or getting them dressed and stuff like that. Kigon, La'aruch Avuram Knios, right? To go shopping for them. Lignos Es Habayis, Vashlam, to cook them for them. Lahavi Lahem, Terufos, Be'es HaTzorach, to go pick up medicine for them, to do things. These are all contained in things that one is required to do for servicing a parent from Kibud Av V'Em. See, what do you mean? It didn't list, you know, going to the, you know, picking up whatever is a Tylenol or something from the pharmacy. But yeah, when a person does that, that is what the parent needs. It's whatever, when a parent takes care of what the parent needs, then that is considered to be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. But again, it's very expansive, as you see, right? It's not just the six that were listed in the Gemara and then in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Gemara goes to a few Amoraim. To the extent that they used to do for the Kibud Av, to the level of Kibud Avim. Omri Avahu, Kigon Avi Mibori, like my son, Kai Mitzvahs Kibud. He fulfills the mitzvah of Kibud. Chamisha B'nei Bonei, he has five kids, Samchi Havi, they're all Rabbonim, they're Smicha, Avime, Bechai Aviv, Vechain Hava, also Rev Avahu, Koril Avno, Rohit Azel, Uposachle. But when his son would come, he himself would go do it. No, I'm sorry, his father would come us. Va'amar in ad mata hosam. He would keep saying like he would talk to him to like doesn't know he's paying attention to him until he could get to there. Like you're not being neglected. That's a very it's a very lonely feeling that a person is not acknowledged. You know, just in general, a person walks in the house. You know, say hello to them, you greet them. You know, to spend time just to acknowledge somebody's presence. So like the person, the father's waiting by the door, and he's saying, I'm coming," like he's telling them, not just waiting around for 2 minutes until you get there. But that person should feel they're acknowledged. That's a very hard thing when a person feels, especially parents, if they're not living with others, they can feel a very strong sense of loneliness at times. And it's the child that should reach out into. That's what he's saying right here. We're saying in like the, you know, I'm not ignoring you. The next one is Rabbi Tarfon Havle. Hey, Ima's mother, dechol Ema to have a boy lemesak lepuria. Anytime she wanted to get into her bed, gachin v'salik lo. Ema's to have a nachis alive. I mean, the bed was not like our beds where you just, you know, just flop out of bed. Whereas probably most kids in my house right now are still in bed. But the way that at the end of the bed, you had to like step into it. So in order for his mother to get into bed, he would become like a human ladder. He would like bend over. She would step on his back as like the step stool in order to get into the bed. And it was high enough. She needed someone. She couldn't just step down. Like my kids like to jump off the bunk beds. Yeah, we have a few hatzalakals due to jumping off of bunk beds. But okay, it's another parsha. That's another parsha. But his mother couldn't jump off the bunk bed. Whatever it was a high bed. So he himself, you couldn't get a chair. You couldn't get a little something else, a little box or something for mom to stand on in order to ladder. You couldn't get her at the end. He wanted to do it himself. So that's what it is. She would step onto him. Also, b'kamish tabach maybe medrasha amrile adayin lo higas lechatzi kibud. Right, his mother would come and say. I don't know, it's him actually. That he was even half. I mean, you think he's doing such an amazing thing? If you see the extent that kibud av v'eim, requires a person, how far requires a person to go to. Just because you're doing all this physical strenuous things for your mother's kavod. That's not even half. Klum zarka arniki lepanecha leyam. Is your mother ever taking your wallet and throwing out the car when you're driving down the highway? Destroyed your wallet. V'lo hich lamta. And you didn't get upset about that. Rav Yosef get high shama kol kari ame. When you hear his mother's footsteps, he would say, "Amr ekum. I'm going to get up. Mikayim shchina da osi, because the shchina is coming." Meaning, this is how he viewed himself. Remind me of a famous story that I believe the Hesped was said in Torah Vedas for the Shloshim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach,
and that was from one of his close Talmidim, and then the story just like everyone was talking about it once again. Shlomo Zalman Orbach was Nifter in 1995. And so again, we're going back almost 30 years. So before Shlomo Zalman Orbach would walk into his house, he used to pause and he would straighten his beard and the tie and the jacket, and he would do everything, you know, to things. So they asked him, why are you, prepping yourself before walking into your house? So he says, when there's Shalom Bayis, husband and wife, the Shechina is there. So I'm walking into my house to greet the Shechina. So that idea, the Shechina's presence. So here, that's what's wrong. Rav Yosef would say, you know, my mother's like the Shechina. You know, it's a high level. But you can see this type of appreciation and acknowledgement. Again, it's not going to be have for this year, but coming up, we'll talk about a person's perception of their parents. Is huge. There's a Chai Odom. There's others as well that talk about that we should look at our parents like Gedolim, like truly great people that we have a privilege to serve. You can imagine. Let's say, imagine Moshe Feinstein would ask you to do a favor. You jump up. Wow, Moshe needs a. I can do something for Moshe. He's a Gadol Hador. So we should look at the same way, the same idea of excitement. My parents ask us to do something. My parents are Gedolim. They ask me to go get the medicine from them from the supermarket, to pick up a bottle of milk, whatever it is. I had the privilege to do something. If Rav Moshe would ask me to do a favor for him, I'd be jump up and down. I'd have a relationship. I was able to mishamish the rav. So if I'm able to serve my parents with that level of as well. The Meiri writes that there's really, the bottom, he says, there's ein dovish ein lehem shiur. I'm going to read the English, actually. Honoring one's parents has no maximum measure. Moreover, even the nations of the world, meaning the non-Jews, who are not obligated to fill it without a maximum measuring. There was once an incident regarding a non-Jew who lived in Ashkelon, who was asked to engage in a business deal for 600,000 coins as his payment, but the key was under the head of his father, who was sleeping at the time, did not disturb him. Right? So you imagine what happened. Dumb bin Asina, right? It's the Gemara, where he says, Dad, guess what? While you were sleeping, these guys came to the door. And they wanted to make a $600,000 business deal. That you're going to be so proud of me. You were sleeping. I didn't bother to wake you up. Dad, aren't you happy? Aren't you going to give you a big shkai? So I think it's the Aruch HaShulchan who says, again, I would be a little bit upset with my kids if I found out that the $600,000 business deal just passed me by because I was like, you know, sleeping. Wake me up. I'll go back to sleep after I give you the key, right? So I think the Aruch HaShulchan is the one who says, no, he knew his father was like not mentally all there. And he knew his father would have been more upset by being woken up and by losing out on the monetary thing. So again, it's a separate thing to talk about. When parents are mentally ill, there is a parsha and a discussion about placing them in a better home where they can be really cared for if a child's unable to. Again, these are all real serious shayos that are discussed in the Achronim. But again, from our case over here, you see that he didn't do it. He didn't wake him up, right? And once he was wearing silk clothes with golden lining, was sitting with the nobles of Rome, right? He's with his chavra over there, a very chosh of a platz. He's sitting there. His mother came, ripped his clothes from him, hit him over the head, spit in his face, and didn't disgrace her. Okay, so again, mom totally embarrasses them in front of all, right? How many times do you hear this in the teenage? Mom, you're embarrassing me. Dad, stop, right? He didn't say that. Another time they asked him for precious stones for the ephod, 800,000 coins, but the key was under his father's head while he was sleeping, didn't disturb him. So next year, Kodesh Baruch rewarded him and gave him a par aduma. Right? So he said to the Chacham, I know I could ask you for all the money in the world, but all I want is the money that I didn't get for that business deal. So like 800,000. I like to show a video. It's on YouTube. You can find it. Like Google, like, you know, par aduma in Howell, New Jersey. And they have this guy. He's a Jewish guy. And there was a real thought that maybe the cow is. You look at it, you see pictures of it, they had like, you know, experts coming in and examining it, and it would seem to be that this really could have been the real paraduma. And he says on the video, he says, people offer me $1 million for the paraduma. He says, nope, this guy's really uses, it's my gift to the Jewish people. If this is the real thing, we're going to pack it up, send it to Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. Right? Amazing thing. But again, I don't know how much a paraduma costs on eBay. Like, you know, but like, you know, it's, he says, I could get a lot of money for this. I don't want it. All I want is what it is. Right? So look at the last paragraph. I'll just go to the Hebrew. Kishem she'adam chayil chabed es avi ve'es imo. So on the lomer means la'achil hashkos, to feed them, to give them food and drink. Hilvish so's to give them clothing, help them get undressed. La'achnis la'hotzi, take them in and out. Kimoshin is bar kach chayil chabedim bechol mine kovod zehu min hadavarim she'ein lehem shiur lamala. There's no maximum. It's not as if it's yotze already. Right? You know, for certain mitzvahs, there is a, the, how much matzah do I have to eat? Okay, kazayis. here it's not like I had a kazayas that I gave a certain amount. I did something. That's why, as we're developing this idea last week and this week as well, it's a very difficult mitzvah to perform correctly. It's very difficult. Let's just do maybe one more source. Tzach Mitshuva. So this is, there's a sefer, he brings in the footnote actually, the Piskei Tshuvas, right? So this is his son-in-law, Rav Simcha Rabinowitz, who is, I think he's a cousin of the Bi'al Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken. So this is his son-in-law, right, who has his sefer over here, Pesach Mitshuvos. So he says, Ve'im gar, v'im ha-ben gar, b'malkam rochek me'ha-harim. The kid was far away. Chayev lishov lidrosh, right? The telephone, right? Or nowadays, you have WhatsApp. I was talking to George Kasai, and he was telling me, his mother, Alain Sholem, that they got her an iPad, and he said she was on it for hours a day with all the FaceTime and the thing, and it was amazing. She, again, because of the COVID, she was in Canada, they couldn't necessarily get there. But in terms of just staying in touch, these devices are amazing, if used appropriately, obviously. But a person can do tremendous chesed with their WhatsApp and the FaceTime and the Zooms and everything, and it's so easy to, again, on the one hand, it's frustrating because you want to have that in-person relationship. But when you can't, so then you have all these devices, right? That they're able to michtavim, you write letters to them, which I guess nowadays be emails because people forgot how to write real letters. Okay. No, am I wrong? I don't think we write letters so much anymore. You do?
Yeah.
All right, but like out of your friends, how many?
I think for every like 20 I send out, I get like 2 back.
It's not a good return policy.
I know. I keep the USPS in business.
All right. But no, I think in general, most people, I mean, it's nice to get a card or something like that, but like there's something about it. I remember, quick diversion. In YU in college, we had to write an essay about the difference between phone call conversations versus letters. And like the whole point was like a letter, you can put a box on it, you can hold it, you can lock into it, right? A phone conversation might be nice, but like, there's no permanence to it in the sense that you can't, there's nothing tangible, right? But you have a box of letters, right? You know, those are the things that you can hold on to. You look back in 10, 15 years later and remember, you can reread the letters. Okay, Tov, what are we going to say right here? So he says like this, B'shloshim horam mizman. The zman, you say, your parents sing, L'chol apachos kefi ha-minag ha-olam lasos horim l'idim kimo kein mitzvah lovel levakir esovi v'imam mizman l'zman. You have to visit your parents. V'chol ha-mosef ha-rezeh mishubach. The more you go spend time with your parents, the more, man, because again, it works off the Me'iri, that there's no shear for this. So the more, the better. It shouldn't be any less than the natural. I remember reading in the biography of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, so that's all, he had actually a rotation schedule set up, not during the Siddurim and Yeshiva, but during the Bein Hazman, or during the Outer, that where they would, kids would have a time, a schedule, they would meet with each other and spend time with each other. Again, depends how far you live. If you live down the block, that's much different than if you live, a few states away. But if you're able to visit a parent, one should visit, but within the normal parameters of what would be expected. These are all what's it called? Ways of doing kibud av ve'eim through maisa. Okay, Amir Tashem, next week we'll continue. I think next Sunday I'm going to do Kibud av ve'eim for grandparents. That's what I want to do, and then we're still staying within this topic, but that's probably my plan, Amir Tashem, for next week's shir. Okay, shkoyach everybody, have a great week. Thank you.